I wanted to just step back for a second. So, you know, one of the reasons that you're on the show today is that we met some time ago at the Red Dot over drinks, and
I kept calling you Bob. When I finally remembered your name, I got invited on the show.
But you live here in Columbia County in Livingston, is that right?
Yes, I live in Livingston. I hud in Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
I've been here since I was a weekender in 1985 when I bought my house. It's near the Happy Clown.
Ooh.
What's your favorite at the Happy Clown?
I've only been once, and I don't.
That's all right. Really, so I'll treat my treat next time. The budget.
Soon to be demolished for a supermarket.
And you're bringing up controversy. Yeah. It's my first visit. I don't want to be muddying the waters. That's where I live. I live out there, and I know I've seen the town of Hudson go through this wonderful blossoming. At least that's the way I look at it. And I'm so delighted to see that we have our own economy here, because restoring the old buildings instead of replacing them and tearing them down, it worked.
Absolutely.
And a lot of interesting people have become part of the population here. The interesting meaning nothing. Interesting in that context means there's a lot of artists and writers and musicians who have all been successful, and now they're mature.
Or some not.
Or some not so successful. You've got it. That's our theme. And the town is really a point of destination now.
Yeah.
And with Helsinki going, we have our nightclub now. And,
yeah, absolutely. So
I guess we need to turn the... We need a Westin hotel out here.
Or a W or something.
Right.
And the house that you have here is the house that you purchased with Al Franken, is that correct?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
We decided that a good investment might be some real estate.
Mm-hmm.
We were terrible businessmen. I know I was. Uh-huh. Now, as it turns back, he was much better than I knew.
He was certainly good at raising money at this point.
You have to. That's our system.
Absolutely.
That's where it runs. But now we're getting all over the place. 1985? That wasn't my phone.
No, right? That was me. Sorry.
No, I turned my off when it rang 2 minutes ago. 1985, Al and I... Still Franken and Davis. We broke up in 90, and that's when I bought them out, because I love it here. I grew up in Minnesota, so I like the northern temperate climate. I love the fresh water around here, and we got the big river. And
and I understand you bought a bar? You operated and ran a bar at one point?
Oh, no. I didn't. I was just someone. You were
a patron of a bar.
I was a patron.
Okay.
Nothing unusual. That's one of the things I do as a retired person. And I've made a lot of friends within the restaurant and bar community here, mm-hmm. on mostly Warren Street, but I can go one block either way and still find some friends over there.
Um,